Welcome, listeners, to Sir Lenzo's Memoirs. The CBN cashless policy in Nigeria has been a challenge for Nigerians. Now, this challenge we have been facing, since the beginning of this year, has simply just refused to go away. Now, Nigerians, myself included, I'm saying Nigerians, though I know I cannot speak for, a lot of Nigerians, but basically, for most of the, write-ups concerning the cashless policy, there has been a lot of support, based on what it is to achieve concerning terrorism and insecurity in Nigeria, and our lust for cash and criminalities because of cash, etc., etc. But the implementation really has, from the very beginning, been the issue with the policy. Now, it has not gone away. The insistence of the dehumanization of Nigerians by the advent of this implementation has simply been tyrannical, has been bullish, and has been continuous. That is actually the most harrowing part of the experience. The president has apologized for inducing suffering. Now, I have said it in my past memoirs, my past episodes, that you cannot be apologizing for what you are not experiencing, especially when it is being done on purpose. It is being done intentionally. Now, the implementation is just a sin against our humanity because our spending has been arrested. You see, the governors, I don't really understand. I have been saying it from the very beginning that I have been doing my memos about this issue. My claim from the very beginning is the fact that the CBN does not have the spend data. The spending data of Nigerians was never amongst the data they had. Now, the payment and transaction data, yes, you have. But how much work each naira does, you do not have. Now, you now trying, to solve the problem with bank servers is a joke taken too far. Blockchain technology that has been built was meant to be what was used to drive it. Now, for one sabotaging reason or the other, they have refused to give the e-naira liftoff, forcing us to the incompetent servers of the banks. Now, upgrades and whatever the banks think they are doing is a fallacy. The protocols, the designs for the bank servers and the blockchain are totally different. Now, the mobile money banks and all of them still follow these patterns. But this is a spending problem. It is not a cash problem because Naira is in digital form. You see, that's the issue. Because the CBN has said they have collected more than 2.something trillion of the money in circulation before. Now, they are refusing to release cash for our everyday transactions. Hence, its scarcity. Everything is caused by government intentionally. There is no midway. It is the doings of government. Now, with government doing this, the CBN and the bankers are now controlling us instead of rendering us service. It is a sacrilege on our lives. The bank, the contract I have with the bank is service-based. The bank is to serve me. But they are now implementing or interpreting the monetary policy into us serving the banks. The banks have arrested our spending. The CBN has forced us, to use by force an incompetent platform. It is incompetent. I'd said it from the beginning. Others have joined me in actually highlighting it. It can simply not handle the stress. It cannot handle the number. It cannot handle the transactions. Now, when this is now very obvious, what is the apology for? Instead of you correcting. Now, I have read where the petroleum marketers themselves are begging that the INERA should be unleashed. Let it do what it was designed to do. Now, here's the funny thing. The CBN is trying to use bank servers to do the work of a blockchain technology. The protocols are totally different. The protocols, the definitions are totally different. Their workings, their doings are totally different. Now, this blockchain technology has been used. You understand? It is already in existence. It has already been tried. You understand? But the bank servers that were always problematic is still where we are. Yet, we want to trailblaze. It is a sabotage, I repeat. But you see, the problem is the banks and the CBN and the cartel they have formed. Now, Governor Yabelo said that the president is being misinformed. I don't know how true that is. But one thing is very sure. What the president and the CBN is doing to Nigerians is simply a crime. You cannot arrest our own money. A transaction is taking days. It's taking days. The CBN is now mute despite the problems we highlighted by Nigerians, the sufferings. Because yesterday someone was telling me that a 1,000 has gone back to 400 and in some places 500. That's for you to get a 1,000 naira cash, you pay 50%. I mean, these things are simply outrageous. What must happen for us to be, for us to be released by these banks? Now, the INERA itself, the blockchain, is already available. And the problem, the mobile banking apps are already there. They have far-reaching opportunities and possibilities. But I have been saying it, the banks have formed a cartel on Nigerians. They are the ones not releasing it. You see, it is a direct call from me to me. The bank is to convert my Naira in my account to INERA. I do not need to submit anything. They are the ones making the problem of conversion into INERA problematic. They are the ones, you understand, making sending money to my mobile money wallet a problem. They must be instructed. We are to instruct the banks not to take instructions from them. It is a sin against our humanity. Now, I'm not asking for anything, but we must still protest and protest sensibly. We must protest and protest sensibly. Now, only one union that I've seen that had asked that they are ready to use the blockchain technology of the CBN. Now, if you feel, I always tell my listeners, in Nigeria and internationally, please help us. Because this is a sacrilege. It is a sin against our humanity. There is no other thing. Our spending has been arrested. We are cash-based, and I've always said it, when you keep discussing cash as a solution to a cash problem, you are only aggravating the problem. You understand? We are going cashless, but in our going cashless, what is the path to our cashlessness? What works and what does not work? And all of us can see and can testify, can verify, can confirm that the bank servers are failing us and are failing us badly. There are some banks, you do everything that day, nothing will go. And they are still insisting and they are very silent about it. They are making mad money. And it is actually very stupid on their own part, as in the banks and their CBN and their governor is very stupid. It is a spending matter. It does not stop. If the transactions of yesterday have not gone, what do you think is going to happen the day after? Spending is an everyday thing. It's dynamic. It's ultra dynamic. People spend at ungodly hours. Everything. Spending. That data they do not have. You cannot control it. Now, let me give you an example of the hardship. Someone was telling me yesterday that he was drinking cocoa and akara. 100 naira, 200 naira. Because he had cash. That someone else that wanted to drink the cocoa and akara could not drink it because the people said that they cannot accept 200 naira transfer. You see, it does not take care of our basic needs. A lot of spending happens in these lower tiers of 50 naira, 100 naira, 200 naira. Now, who is going to start transferring that kind of money? The thing is inadequate. It is senseless. You understand? Why roll us up onto that platform when you knew its incompetences? Why? The incompetences were there before this move. Now, why is the INERA such a secret? Why is our spending being arrested? Now, the president might have an idea of what is fair. But, Omo, funny enough, if you try to force a fairness, you will be causing other kinds of things to other people. It will not be fair to some other people. I agree that, yes, it is a noble thing to do, but there's a right way to also doing it now. It's not just anyhow. And everybody has been complaining about implementation. And it's very funny and annoying because the governors went for the cash swap. Meanwhile, the issue was never the cash swap. The issue was the arresting of our spending. Our spending is under arrest. If you want to buy something now, you cannot because the server cannot actualize that transaction. We have now been moved on to a POS where we are paying mad money. My mom came yesterday, everything she bought, she had to pay. Everything is POS. Now you have to pay. Now why are we now paying more to spend our own money? And you are saying it's a policy. Now, the problem we have, let's leave all these stories. The problem we have is the bank oligarchs. They have formed a cartel. When the private sector is listening 100% to its regulator, you will know there is a problem. They are not fighting CBN. They are not complaining. Because when the same CBN, when government directed that all monies that are not linked to NIN, to BVN, should be sent to the CBN, they went to court. The banks went to court. That will not happen. Now, that is exactly where we are going. Because any money that is not linked to BVN belongs to Nigeria. You are to have your KYC. Once you don't have your KYC, keep quiet. You don't have anything. Because even this blockchain technology itself is based on KYC. So if the banks don't have the KYC, why are they keeping billions of dollars in the bank that has no owner? Are they claiming ownership of it? This is fraud. These banks are exactly, they are behind every single corruption we have. And they are now being so corrupt that they are suffering us. They are the ones suffering us. Because if I can convert my Naira in my account to INERA, we will not be having this problem. We'll be able to spend one Naira, we'll be able to spend 50 kobo. It is them, it is the banks that are the problem. The banks, the bank and the CBN governor is a banker. They are the ones doing this to us and they are making mad money. I've been saying it. They are making mad money. Now, the cash they released, the 200 note, is now being hoarded. Cash is now very scarce and is now very expensive. We cannot continue like this, please. The president-elect, the governors, please. Our spending is under arrest. Please, liberate us from these sufferings. I beg of you. The banks, we must regulate those banks. We must snatch ourselves free from those oligarchs. They are the ones causing it. It is just a direct... There's no infrastructure build. It is my own instruction. From that bank, my bank account, I must be able to convert my money to INERA. I must be able to send money to my own wallet. They are not confirming from everybody. I am the owner of the money in the account. I am the owner of the INERA wallet. I am the owner of the mobile money wallet. The banks should not ask me any question, but follow our instructions. Reason it. Our instructions, send money to my... You don't need to confirm from another bank. It is between you and the telecoms directly. And it is the telecoms that is actually carrying the transaction to another person. So why are you having a problem sending money to my own mobile money wallet? Why are the banks having problem converting my money to INERA? Let us reason. Let us ask pertinent questions. Look, the elections have come and gone. Peter Obi has, won Lagos, is the Obi of Lagos, But the fact that LP has no structure has now become very obvious because they are now all over the place. And thank God that we dodged the bullet. Despite, the emotional, drive behind this last presidential election. And please, vote Babajide Sanwo-Olu in Lagos because he has done tremendously well. That you can see, it is not a matter of joke. Please, let this good works continue. The man is a doer. His doings are everywhere for us to see. Please, I hope you have enjoyed it. Vote APC in Lagos And let's really work on this money issue.